Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So what is Hadith Dhul Yadayn? The Prophet once prayed Dhuhr or Asr, two rak'ahs, and he offered salam. And then he went to a piece of which is, it might have been a mimbar or any piece of wood in the direction of the Qibla, sat on it, put his right on his left, and put his cheek as if he was worried or he had something that is angering him, something that's worrying him. Some scholars say that he was worried because he concluded the prayer, but he felt that it wasn't the usual prayer. And others said, no, he had something that was worrying him. And the people had Abu Bakr and Umar, the closest to him, but they were afraid to talk to him because this is something new. And no one spoke. Those who were at the end of the masjid, the latest to come and the first to leave. There are people who are always the late to come, the last one to enter the masjid, but the first to leave. Immediately after he offered salam, they said, Alhamdulillah, the prayer has been shortened. Instead of four, now it's two. And they left. And the people sat there, did not know what to do. One of them was Dhul Yadayn, a man described as the man with the two long arms. And this brings us to an issue, which is, wouldn't this be backbiting to call someone a man with the long ears, or the man with the long arms, or shorty, or fatso, or whatever? Wouldn't this be backbiting? Scholars say, if it is to describe him and it does not anger him, then there is no problem. What do you mean? If someone says, Ahmed came yesterday, and I said, which Ahmed? He said, the bald one, the one who has no hair. Now, he's saying this to ridicule him, or discredit him, or to describe him. So as long as it's a description, there is no problem in saying it, inshallah. This man was brave enough to stand up and said, two questions, Prophet of Allah. Has the prayer been shortened or did you forget? If it was shortened, this means it is a revelation from Allah, and the Prophet would never ever make mistakes in revealing the Quran or the order of Allah. True? Because Allah protects it. So he's got two questions. So the Prophet said, السلام, it was not shortened and I did not forget. So now, Dhul Yadayn knew that it was not a revelation. This only makes or keeps only one other possibility, and that is human error. So immediately he said in another narration, in this case, Prophet of Allah, you have forgotten. Khalas, he knew it's not a revelation from Allah. It was not shortened. Then you have forgotten. So the Prophet looked at Abu Bakr and Umar and said, what is Dhul Yadayn saying? I need verification. And they said, yes, Prophet of Allah, you prayed two rak'ahs. So immediately the Prophet came down, faced the Qibla, and offered his remaining two rak'ahs, the third and the fourth. After tashahhud, he offered salam, and then offered two prostrations of sahu, so long, similar in length to the normal prostrations of his prayer. And after it, he offered salam. As Imran ibn al-Husayn, may Allah be pleased with him, said. Now, what do we learn from this hadith? We learn that the sujood of prostration can be after. And we will get to know, inshallah, when it is before. We also learn that speaking, talking during prayer does not nullify it if it was done out of ignorance. I didn't know. As in the hadith of Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam. When he was in prayer, a man next to him sneezed and said, Alhamdulillah. So Muawiyah, out of courtesy, said, Yarhamukumullah, in prayer. And all the companions started looking at him in prayer, because looking at the time was permissible. It was even permissible to talk, but at that moment it wasn't. So they started looking at him. And when he watched that everybody is looking at him with wrong way of looking, he said, "Wa thukla umma ya, may Allah make my mother lose me. What are you looking for? What are you looking at? What have I done?" He's speaking. And the people started clapping their thighs, making him shut up. So he did not speak. After the prayer finished, the Prophet ﷺ brought the man and told him, "My friend, this prayer is not suitable for people's talk. It is only made for dhikr Allah and for reciting the Quran." And he told the men that whenever something takes place and you would like to bring the attention of the Imam or of someone else, you say Subhanallah. And the clapping is made only for women. That is during prayer. So, talking out of ignorance does not nullify salah. Talking unintentionally does not nullify salah. Can people talk unintentionally in prayer? Yes, this all the time happens. Your mother is praying and your younger brother or sister who is a child is climbing over the sofa and then over the television set and is about to jump. Your mother, without even intending it, said, "Watch out!" Or brings attention to another sister, "Aisha, go and take your brother." Unintentionally. Does this nullify her prayer? No, because it was done unintentionally. And likewise, Dhul Yadayn's conversation with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet himself talking, this did not nullify his prayer. So, a similar situation. I've missed two rak'ahs with the Imam, and I'm completing it after the Imam finished. I prayed two rak'ahs. My friend prayed only one rak'ah, and he gave salam before me. After I finished my prayers, I said, "Akhi, you prayed only one rak'ah." He said, "No, I prayed two rak'ahs." I said, no, you prayed one rak'ah. And he said, "Did I miss one or two?" I said, "No, you missed two." "So what should I do?" I said, "You go and pray the rak'ah you have missed and then offer salam and then offer sujood as-sahw." He said, "Before or after?" So he's talking to me and he did not conclude his prayer. Does this affect his prayer? No. He goes and continues his prayer like described in this hadith. And there are a number of different scenarios, but I believe that we should leave it here and then we will talk about the other hadiths of Abdullah ibn Buhayna, ibn Mas'ud, and Abu Sa'id, and then we will summarize it at the very end in when to prostrate before, when to prostrate after, what are the situations, and we will, inshallah, the sky is the limit. We have a few minutes left, so if you have any questions. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
What we have to recite in after two sajda in sajdatu sahw?
Excellent question. What do we recite when we make the prostration of sahu? What do we say? Do we say, "Oh Allah, forgive my forgetfulness," or no? The scholars say you make the normal dhikr of sujood.
Do we have to read tahiyat?
No. I've said this. After performing sujood as-sahu, you offer salam. There is no tahiyat after it. And what you say while in the sujood, Subhana Rabbiya Al-A'la, like any other sujood. Yes, brother.
Sheikh, this is for information. The hadith which we just now went through, it says that the Prophet ﷺ, he forgot to pray two rakats. Did this happen any other time as well? Or how many times did this happen in the life of Prophet ﷺ?
We don't have exact number, but we have in, for example, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, where he states that the Prophet ﷺ prayed al-dhuhr five rak'ahs. He added more. And after he concluded, they told him, "Prophet of Allah, you prayed fifth rak'ah." He said, "Did I do so?" And they told him, "Yes, he did." So he faced the Qibla and offered two sujood sahu. You cannot erase the fifth rak'ah. Also, there is another hadith where the Prophet ﷺ stood up to the third rak'ah and did not sit for tashahud. And the people said, "Subhanallah, Subhanallah." And he signaled to them and saying that, "Stand up." So he finished the prayer and he offered sujood as-sahu before salam. So we have these three cases We have a fourth case where he recited the Quran once and dropped an ayah. And after he finished the prayer, Ibn Ka'b, may Allah be pleased with him, one of the greatest and highly regarded reciters of the Quran, whom the Prophet told us to take the Quran from them. Ubay ibn Ka'b, one of the four whom the Prophet told us to take the Quran from, told him, O Prophet of Allah, you did not recite ayat so and so. And the Prophet said, Subhanallah, why didn't you remind me? During prayer. So we know that the Prophet ﷺ was a human being, that he may forget, but he would never make a mistake in conveying the religion and in the recitation of the Quran. Because this was revealed and this is protected by Allah. And that is why when he forgot an ayah, and he said, I am a human being like you, if I forget, remind me. When he forgot an ayah, immediately the companions were the one to remind him of that, which means that the religion is completely protected by Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, brother.
Sheikh, if I join in the ruku, will that be a completed rakat for me?
The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever joins the imam in the ruku' while the imam is in the ruku', this is a rak'ah. And likewise, whoever prays one rak'ah before sunset, then he has prayed asr. Because if he did not finish one rak'ah, he did not make ruku' before the sunset, this would not be a valid prayer for him. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.